Well, we would have to set this tub in whatever room we were going to take this bath in, and then we would have to carry our water from the kettle that would be on the stove, the hot water, and pour it in this tub, and, you know, like that is to get prepared is to take your bath.
What, you know? Was the tub big enough to get into? Or
yeah, you'd have to get in it and stand up in that tub, you know, to take
your
bath.
Well, how big would it be?
Well, that depends upon what size of tub your parents had. If it was a number one or number two tub, whatever size it was, that's the tub you had to use, you know, like that.
And what did you wash with then?
Well, as I said, they would have, just like when they go to the grocery store, they would buy this soap is regular to have for you to bathe your body with, not use the soap that they would make to bathe your body with.
Did you have some put the soap on, or
do you? Mm-hmm, a cloth. You'd have a rag, we'd call it. A rag to take a bath with, like that.
What would you use to dry off?
Well, they'd use towels, you know, like that. Mm-hmm.
Now, you said that you didn't have any electricity or running water then.
No.
So where'd you get your water?
Well, at that time, it was mostly wells. You'd have to draw your water.
Like, where does it come from now?
You mean the water now? Oh, you get it. The city water is different now from what we had. This well we had was the well dug in the ground that you'd have to draw water from.
Well, what do you call that thing? It comes out in your sink. The water comes from.
You mean faucet?
Mm-hmm. And if you had one of those in the yard, maybe to water things with out there.
You mean like the hydrant in the yard? Very seldom you found that then.
So you didn't have those very often?
Uh-uh.
And what about if you had it just a big barrel, maybe if you were working in the field or something, and you had something to get water out of in the field?
Mm-hmm.
Did you have something to turn on and off on the barrel?
Well, now when I was going to the field, we didn't have that. What we would do, if we had to have water in the field, would either someone would take some call it a pail and some call it bucket, and go to the house and draw some water and put in this bucket and take it back to the field to where whoever was there was wanting water and serve them water like that. And later on in the years, they would use what they called jugs. And I remember the time they used to use what they called the stone jugs to fill those up with water and take it with them to the field. I remember that.
Now, the stone jugs, would they have any place to turn it on and off?
Uh-uh. It just have a stopper in it. And you'd take that stopper out and pull the water out, you know, like that.
Now what water
But you'd have to fill it up from the well before you did go to the field if you was carrying it with you.
Now, the thing you said, you was the top of the stopper?
Mm-hmm. It would be a cork stopper that you put in this jug.
So what would it be made of?
What, the cork stopper? Well, I don't know just what a cork stopper is made out of, because, you know, they mostly would be bought in the jug whenever they would...
Was it that brown kind
of... Uh-huh, brown.
That little stuff, if you bit it, it would sort of flake up?
Uh-huh.
Little pieces?
Uh-huh.
Well, now, did you ever see a stopper made out of glass?
Very seldom. I remember when that stopper was made out of glass. You know,
what
like
you call it?
They just call it stopper, oh well.
What about like a metal one?
A metal, they would call that a stopper.
It'd mm-hmm. all be the same.
Uh-huh.
That is it. Now, if you had, you know, nowadays when they take water to the field, they have this new kind of thermos.
Mm-hmm. And they have ice in it. Uh-huh. Well, we didn't have any ice at that time. You had to carry water to keep it cool like that. We didn't have that then.
Well, you know that thing that you can turn it on and off?
Mm-hmm. I remember you just like you're talking about these thermos jugs. Some of them have, you know, where you can turn your water on, put it in there, and you turn it off if you want it.
What do you call those little things where the water comes out on there?